You take out a loan to start a business you have no experience in. You haven't proven if there are customers. You don't have any sales. There's no money coming in. You're going to be in trouble because you need cash to pay back that loan. The bank needs cash. The bank doesn't want your promises. They want cash. So until you have a business that has the potential to produce cash, do not take out a loan. Except you know what you're doing. Except you are more or less a very experienced person in that industry or in that kind of business. Then the risk is lower because you have a lot of experience and you're going to use it to your advantage. But if you don't know what you're doing, do not take a loan until you can prove that there is fire. And that fire is cash. That fire is paying customers. That fire is sales. That fire is cash that proves that there is demand for your products or your service.
Every big thing starts small. It's a natural law. Every big multinational corporation was once a small business. Welcome to the Small Starter Business Podcast, a unique podcast for practical tips and advice to help you start, grow, or turn around your business.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Small Starter Business Podcast. I am your host, as usual, John Paul Iwoha. Today's topic is about loans. It's a very thorny and controversial area for entrepreneurs who are trying to start a business, grow a business, or even turn around their business. And the focus of this topic is when and how should you take out a loan to start or grow a business? Because many people have been burnt by loans and many people have been made by loans, you know, so loans are a double-edged sword. And my goal with this topic today is to help you better understand loans, know when to get it, know how to use it so that you don't get burned. It's like fire. Fire can be used to cook food, can be used to forge steel. Fire can also destroy. So this is about knowing how to tame what many entrepreneurs regard to as fire. But then the interesting thing about loans is that loans and debt have existed as a way to raise money for businesses for centuries. Loans have been around for a very, very long time. And of course, banks are not the only place you can get loans. You can get loans from family, from friends, finance companies, from all kinds of fintechs that are coming up these days. Governments give loans, you know, and things like that. And then giving loans is a very lucrative business. That is the business model of the multi-billion dollar banking industry. That's why banks are in business. That's why banks make a lot of money. That's why all the rising financial technology companies are also looking at, you know, that sector. Giving loans is a very lucrative business, and it's been that way for a very long time. And, you know, most of the most successful companies in the world, many wealthy individuals in the world owe their success to the benefits that they got from taking a loan. So like I said, it's a double-edged sword. But those people who have done well with knowing when and how to use loans to grow their wealth, many of them now are very wealthy individuals, and then most of the most successful companies use loans very, very well. And why do they do that? So let me now talk a bit about the benefits of a loan. One key benefit of a loan or taking loans is that it provides your company, it provides your business with leverage. And what leverage means is that you're using other people's money to boost your business. You're using other people's money to boost the capacity of your business. You're able to do more with your business because you're using other people's money. A second key benefit of a loan is that it's very flexible and gives you control. You know, unlike other kinds of money that entrepreneurs can raise for business, like equity, for example, where you take somebody's money in exchange for a piece of your company, might be 25% of your company, 40% or something. In that case, you're getting somebody to come into your business. They are going to be involved in your decisions. They're going to more or less share control of the company with you. But with a loan, the bank doesn't necessarily interfere with how you use the money or how you run your business. The bank is not interested in how you run your business. They give you the loan and then you have to pay it back. So that is another key benefit of loans. And that's why many of the most successful companies and brands today use loans, because it gives you a lot of flexibility and control in the way that you deploy and allocate financial resources. Now, of course, I said it's a double-edged sword. So, and I've just talked to you about the two benefits. The first benefit is that it gives you leverage. The second is that you have flexibility and control. Now, the downsides of loans, the disadvantages of loans, and these are the reasons why many businesses have been burned, because they took either took loans at the wrong time, or they didn't know how to more or less benefit their business from a loan. One key disadvantage of a loan is that it must be paid back. So you bear 100% of the risk. You know, that's why banks ask for collateral, because you're going to, they must get their money back. It doesn't matter if your business succeeds or if your business fails, you have to pay that money back. Now, contrast that with equity, where somebody gives you money in exchange for a piece of your business. That person only makes money if the business makes money. But if the business crashes and burns, that person loses their money and you don't owe them anything. You see, so it's limited liability. But for loans, it's not that way. The bank doesn't care if your business does well. The bank doesn't care if your business is successful or not. You have to pay back that money. So that is one key downside of a loan. The second downside of a loan is that loans are impatient, especially for young businesses that need time to stand on their own and, you know, be able to make money. Loans are impatient. They don't give businesses enough time, which is why loans can be very dangerous for early stage businesses. I'm going to talk a bit more about that. So if you're going to take a loan, loans require cash flow, because you have to pay back that loan with cash. So the bank will not wait for you to make money. The bank wants to start getting repaid on their loan. They want to start getting instrumental payments for the principal of the loan and the interest on the loan. So many types of loans are impatient, especially for businesses that need time to breathe, especially for businesses that are going through a hard time and need some time to, you know, stand on their own and recover. So that is another key downside of loans. So now that I've talked about the upsides of loans, the downsides of loans, I've even given you more or less like a brief summary, a historical summary of loans. Let's now talk about the do's and the don'ts. And I'm going to capture this as rules. I'm going to be sharing with you three key rules about loans that will guide you when it comes to when you should ask for a loan in your business and how you should use and apply loans in your business. So rule number one. Rule number one says that loans should not be used to make a fire. They should be used like fuel that is poured into an already burning fire. So what this means in essence is that you don't take loans to go take a risk. You start the fire. It might be a small fire, no matter what it is. What I mean by a small fire is you have a business idea. You've proven that business. You can actually see that people want that product or that service. You have your first few customers. Now, what that means is that you have a fire. The job of a loan is to increase the capacity of that fire, to make that fire bigger. But you don't take the loan to start the business in itself. You don't take a loan to start to take a risk. So one key mistake that entrepreneurs make is that they take out loans to take a risk, especially in the idea stage or startup stage of a business. When all you have is a business idea, the risk is very high, because you don't have customers, you haven't made any sales. So the risk is still high. That is not the point where you need a loan, because a loan is impatient. It might not give you the time that you need. So, but then if you have launched the product, if you have opened the business and you have your first few customers and you can see that there is demand for what you're offering, you can see that there is demand for your products and your services, that is the time to pour fuel on the fire. That is the job of a loan. So this is the part where some entrepreneurs get backward. They take a loan to go start a business. The bank wants their money back. The business needs time to stand on its own and start making money. But the bank doesn't care about that. The bank wants their money. As a result, that business crashes, because it's like you're putting too much burden on a business that cannot carry that burden. And that's because you took a loan to start a fire. That's not what loans are for. You have to start the fire first. You have to prove that there is a fire. And then no matter how small that fire is, then you can pour fuel on that fire to boost the fire. So that's one way, taking a loan to start a new business, or taking a loan in the early stages of a business when the business is not yet making any sales, doesn't have much cash coming in. Remember, loans are paid back in cash. They're not paid back in profits or promises. The bank wants cash. The second common mistake entrepreneurs make under this rule, remember the rule is loans should not be used to start a fire. They should be used like fuel that is poured into an already burning fire. So the second mistake that entrepreneurs make is that, you know, they go start a business in an area they have no prior experience in. That is another key risk area. You start a new business in an area you don't have any experience in. It doesn't matter how optimistic you are. It doesn't matter what people are telling you, that this business is going to work. It's going to work. As long as you don't have cash, there is no proof that there is potential in that market. There is no proof that you have started a fire. Cash is the evidence that there is fire, that there is potential here, that somebody has paid me, that people want this product, that there is market demand for the product. Until you have that evidence, you'll be taking too much risk by taking out a loan to support that kind of business. But if it's in an area you have experience in, you've been doing business for quite some time, you have an acute awareness of the market, you understand the consumer behavior, then with that kind of experience, the risk is lower because you know what you're doing. But if you don't have an experience in that industry or that market or that kind of product, you'll be taking too much risk. Another common mistake entrepreneurs make under this rule is taking out a loan to invest in businesses that have a lot of uncertainty. So one of the biggest laughs I've had recently is some guy, you know, who told me that he's thinking of taking out a loan to go buy Bitcoin. You know, that because Bitcoin, there's a lot of money to be made in Bitcoin and Forex. He wants to trade. He trades Forex and Bitcoin. So he wants to go take a loan to trade Bitcoin or trade Forex. And I had to beg him. I told him, if you do not want to bring ruin upon yourself, if you don't want to bring unthinkable financial and psychological hardship on yourself, do not try what you're just telling me. You want to take a loan that requires cash to be paid back, to invest it in very volatile investment classes like Bitcoin and Forex that can wipe you out in almost one day. So this is not the area for novices. It's not the area for amateurs. You know, you can't do that. There's a lot of uncertainty involved. Loans do well in an environment of certainty. When you know that, okay, yes, I've been making sales for the last 6 months. It's very likely I'm going to make more sales. It's better for you to take out a loan when what you're going to do with that loan is very certain, because the bank will not want to take stories. Remember, one of the features of a loan is that you must pay it back. You are taking 100% of the risk. The bank doesn't care whether your business works or doesn't work. The bank doesn't care if your investment works or doesn't work. You must pay that money back. So under that kind of condition, if you're going to take out a loan to do anything, that thing has to be certain. You need to be able to reasonably and confidently project the cash flows of that business. You know, so you need to know what is going to come in and what is going out. It's only in those kinds of environments that you can take out a loan and go to bed and sleep with both eyes closed. Another mistake entrepreneurs make under this rule is that, like I just mentioned, you're using a loan to fund an unproven business idea that has not been validated by the market. I keep hammering on this thing about validation and traction. Validation and traction mean that people want what you're selling. It means you're going to make sales. The sales may not be a lot, but like I said, that is evidence of fire. You need to prove that there is fire first before you pour fuel on that fire. The job of a loan is to act like kerosene or petrol or diesel on fire. But it doesn't matter how much petrol you have. If you pour it on wood that doesn't have any fire, it doesn't matter how much petrol you have. There will not be fire. It doesn't matter. So the job of a loan is to act like fuel, like petrol. But you need to have fire first. It doesn't matter how small that fire is. Then you can pour the fuel on the fire. That's the job of a loan. But you cannot go take a loan when you do not have evidence of fire. And evidence of fire is cash. And cash means that people are paying you for what you're selling, that there is potential in what you're doing. People want it. There is demand. That is the only condition under which you can go take a loan and go to bed in the night and sleep with your two eyes closed. So don't forget, the first rule is loans should not be used to start a fire. Loans should not be used to make a fire. They should be used like fuel that is poured into an already burning fire. Now, the second rule when it comes to loans, to guide you, is that a loan should never be idle. A loan should be productive and earn its interest. Time is money with loans. You hear that thing about time is money, time is money. I've never seen any place where it is truer than when it comes to loans. Literally, when it comes to loans, time is money. So you cannot afford to take a loan and leave that money sitting idle, because no matter how long you leave it sitting idle, your interest is accruing. The bank is already going to charge you interest, whether you use that loan or don't use that loan. As long as the money is no longer with the bank and is now in your account or now in your coffers, the bank is going to be accruing interest on that loan. So the loan cannot afford to be idle. So under this rule, I'll give you examples of common mistakes that entrepreneurs make when it comes to this rule. One common mistake is to lock down the funds. The loan, you take out the loan from the bank and then you lock it down in unproductive assets, in unrelated or unproductive assets. This is like taking a loan to go invest in, to go buy yourself a house. And that house is not earning anything. It's not supporting the business, meaning it's not your headquarters, it's not your office. It's not earning any kind of rent. You don't plan to sell the house and make a profit. It's just sitting there as your house, as your residence, and you're not paying rent. So that is an unproductive asset. You know, splurging on furnishing, on, you know, unproductive things that add little to no value to your business. Buying vehicles that are of no major use to the business. You're just buying it because you're CEO and then a CEO needs to have a car. But then your business doesn't require you to be on the road all the time. What it means is that that money you've just spent on the car is not yielding any income. You just buy, it's a feel-good asset. You're using it as a tool to project your ego. It's good for your ego, but it doesn't make financial sense. You're buying an asset that is not yielding anything for the business. It's not contributing to your sales. It's not contributing to your bottom line. But then if that car were the car for the sales team to go around town and get clients for the business, now you're talking. Then it becomes a productive asset, you know. Or buying equipment you're not using in the business. You know, you buy equipment and the equipment is just sitting right there. It's not producing anything. It's not yielding anything. It's just sitting there. That is one of the quickest ways to put yourself into trouble, because you've taken a loan that is earning interest, but that loan is not producing anything. It's not yielding anything. Over time, it's going to put you in trouble, depending on how much of the loan you've invested in such unproductive assets. Another example of a mistake that entrepreneurs make when it comes to this second rule of keeping a loan idle is spending on non-value-adding activities, unjustifiable spending. It could be parties, it could be travel, it could be overhiring employees. You're hiring more employees than you need. So you have more people on your payroll that are not pulling their weight. So essentially you're paying people to come to work and they're not doing anything. So you're just giving people free salary, but they're not contributing anything to the bottom line. So when it comes to loans, efficiency, very, very important. The loan has to earn its own interest, because for every single day that passes, the bank books the interest for you. So if that day passes and the loan is not making money that is more than the interest you're paying for it, then essentially you're losing on that loan. You've taken money and you're paying extra for that money. Meanwhile, the money is supposed to help you earn more. You can also see this kind of overspending in capacity. You're getting more office space than you need because it's good for your ego. Another example, you want a big office, or you want an office in a posh area of town, you know, like in the city center. And meanwhile, it's not necessary. Maybe your clients don't care where your office is, as long as it's in a decent environment. They don't want it to be in a skyscraper or some major building where you're paying a lot in rent. Maybe your customers don't care for that kind of stuff, but you care for that kind of stuff. Your ego cares for it. So you need to be sure who you're spending for. Are you spending for yourself, or are you spending for your customers and your business? The thing that makes financial sense is to make sure that You are utilizing the loan for things that benefits your business and your customers, because that way it means that the loan will pay for itself. But if you're spending the loan on things that feed your ego and make you happy, then you're going to be in trouble because it doesn't make financial sense. So I'll just take that again. The second rule is a loan should never be idle. A loan should be productive and earn its interest, because when it comes to loans, time is money. For every single day, the bank is booking your interest and you have to pay. That's the way loans are structured. The third rule I want to share with you about loans is only take a loan you can afford. A loan can either sink your business or lift it up. There is no middle ground when it comes to loans. So let me take that again. Only take loans you can afford. A loan will either sink your business or lift it up. There is no middle ground. And this is something interesting I've observed about loans. From the moment a business takes out a loan, that business will never be the same. And when I say will never be the same, what I mean is that business is going to make out for the better or for the worse, but there is no middle ground. That is the kind of impact a loan would have on a business. You take out, a business takes out a sizable loan, it would either lift that business up, make it perform better, or it would sink that business. There is no middle ground. Your business will never be the same after you take out a major loan. You will either make progress with that loan, or you know, go backwards. There is no middle ground. And one common mistake I see when it comes to being able to take out loans you can afford is taking out loans that have a high interest rate. So you must make sure before you take a loan that you understand the cost of the loan. You need to understand how much that loan is going to cost you, because it's not free money. And there are nuances you need to look at. Is the cost of the loan 12% interest per annum? So 12% means that for every year you use that money, you pay 12% as the cost of the loan. Or is it 5% a month? So what it means is that for every month you use that money, you pay 5%. And then if you use that money for a year, that 5% per month becomes 60% per year. So you need to understand the cost of the loan you're taking. It's very, very important. And the reason is this. If you take a loan that is too expensive or that has a cost that is too high that your business cannot pay, what will happen to you is that you end up working for the bank. Your business becomes a subsidiary of the bank. Now, I'm saying this with a tongue in cheek. What I mean is this. You're going to work very hard in your business to serve your customers. You're going to struggle, you know, all of that. But at the end of the day, you are not going to make any profit. Any profits you make, as long as you take a loan that is too expensive for your business, any profits you make will be wiped out. All of that profits will go towards paying the interest on your loan. And I am a victim of this. It happened to me, what now, almost 10 years ago. I got into a business that had potential. The biggest mistake we made was we took out a loan, a bank loan, that was too expensive for the kind of business we were running. We ran that business for almost 2 years. No profit. We're working ourselves so hard, but at the end of the day, there was no profit to take home. And we're asking ourselves why. When we looked at the numbers, it was clear we were working for the bank. After all the struggle, after everything, the bank took all the interest. There was no money left for us. So it didn't make sense to continue that business with that kind of capital structure. So we had to make the painful decision to shut down that business. If not, we would continue working for the bank in perpetuity. And it would even eat up any capital we had, because we're essentially making a loss. That means we're paying the bank from our profits. And even when our profit was not enough, we had to make do with our capital. So if we had continued along those lines, we would have ended up with a business that had run out of capital and maybe put us into bankruptcy. So it's very important that you make sure before you take a loan, what is the cost of this loan? Typically, the cost of a loan is the interest rate. But sometimes financial institutions and banks cleverly add some other costs by the side. There might be an insurance fee for the loan. There might be a management fee. It can be 0.5% for the loan. You need to add up all this cost and find out what is the true cost of this loan. And the second important question is, can my business pay for this loan? Can my business afford this loan? So because What your business can afford is the interest. That's what you should be looking at. The interest and all the other associated costs of the loan. Can your business comfortably afford to pay for the interest on this loan? And that is an important question you need to ask before you take the loan. Because immediately after you take that loan, the bank starts to book your interest. When it comes to affordability of a loan, cash and timing is everything. In addition to looking at the interest you pay on the loan, in addition to looking at the overall cost of the loan, you also need to look at the cash implications of your business. And when I say cash implications, I mean the timelines. How does the bank want you to pay back the money? Are you supposed to pay back instrumentally at the end of every month or the end of every quarter? How much are you supposed to pay back? This is equally important because even when your business can afford a loan, even when the cost of the loan is reasonable and you can afford it, the timelines, the cash flows may not be, your business may not be able to afford the kind of payment timelines, the instrumental paybacks you're supposed to make. So if it is too aggressive, your business is going to run into trouble. Because if the bank is asking for their money at the end of the week, you know, they're asking you to make some payments at the end of the week or at the end of the month. The question is, does your business have enough cash to meet up with those timelines? You need to settle for a loan that has timelines, payback timelines that are agreeable to the kind of business that you run, that has that coincides with the timing of your cash flows. So that whenever time comes to repay the loan, maybe at the end of the month or at the end of the week or at the end of the year, you have cash to pay the bank. The worst thing that can happen to you is that you have a profitable business, but you don't have cash to pay your loans when they come due. In the eyes of the bank, you've defaulted on your loan, even though your business is healthy. So are you seeing the irony of that? Your business may be healthy, may be profitable, but because your cash flows are not coinciding with when the bank wants you to pay back the loan, the bank sees you as a defaulter. You have breached the conditions of your loan. So that is very important. Look at the cost of the loan in terms of the interest rate and every other associated costs. And then look at the payback timelines. How the bank wants you to pay back. Does it make sense for your business? Can your business afford those instrumental payments? Very, very important questions. So at this point, let's recap. So I started this episode by telling you a few things about loans. They are a two-edged sword. They can benefit your business and they can ruin your business if you don't know when and how to use loans. Many of the most successful companies in the world use loans to their advantage because loans are very beneficial to businesses that know how to use them. Many wealthy individuals owe loans. You know, owe their wealth and their financial success to loans because they're able to use loans as leverage. And that is the first major benefit of loans. They provide your business with leverage. What does leverage mean? Leverage means that you're using other people's money to do business. You're using other people's money to boost the capacity of your business. Your business is able to do more, even though you don't have the money, because you can borrow other people's money and use it to the benefit of your business. That is the biggest benefit of using loans. They give you leverage. The second benefit is that they give you flexibility and control. Unlike equity or shareholders in your business that might restrict or get involved in your decisions and how you run your business, the bank doesn't care how you run your business until you default on your loan. So the bank doesn't really care how you run your business. You maintain your control and how you run your company. So that's another key benefit of loans. So like I said, they are a double-edged sword. In terms of downsides, loans must be paid back. You carry 100% of the risk. The bank doesn't care whether your business is doing well, whether your business is profitable or not. The bank is going to ask for their money back. The bank wants their money back, period. Another downside is that loans can be impatient. From the time a bank gives you a loan, sometimes they expect you to start paying back that loan immediately. And for a business that needs time to stand on its feet and, you know, thrive, those kinds of timelines can be very aggressive and they can stifle the potential of a business. So that's it for downside. And then I talked about the rules, the three key rules you need to follow when you're dealing with loans. These rules will help to reduce the chance that you get burned by loans. The first rule is that loans should not be used to start a fire. By fire, I mean a business that has potential. Loans should not be used to start a fire. They should be used like fuel that is poured into an already burning fire. So like I said, Just imagine that a loan is petrol, that a loan is kerosene or diesel or gas. Now, you already know by common sense that you will not have a fire no matter how much petrol you have. You need to have at least a small fire. Then the petrol can escalate and boost that fire. So that's the job of a loan. You don't use a loan to start the fire. If you do that, you're going to be in trouble. You take out a loan to start a business you have no experience in. You haven't proven if there are customers. You don't have any sales. There's no money coming in. You're going to be in trouble because you need cash to pay back that loan. The bank needs cash. The bank doesn't want your promises. They want cash. So until you have a business that has the potential to produce cash, do not take out a loan. Except you know what you're doing. Except you are more or less a very experienced person in that industry or in that kind of business. Then the risk is lower because you have a lot of experience and you're going to use it to your advantage. But if you don't know what you're doing, do not take a loan until you can prove that there is fire. And that fire is cash. That fire is paying customers. That fire is sales. That fire is cash that proves that there is demand for your product or your service. The second rule I shared with you is that a loan should never be idle. You should never take out a loan and make it idle. Why? Because a loan should be productive. It has to earn its interest. For every single day that passes, the bank books your interest. So when it comes to loans, literally, time is money. Time is money with a loan. So you cannot afford to have loans that are sitting around, that are just lazily sitting around. Your loans need to earn their interest. And then the third rule I talked about is only take a loan you can afford. You know, a loan can either sink your business or lift it up. Loans never leave any business the same. You take out a sizable loan, it will either benefit your business or harm your business. There is no middle ground. So it's very, very important that you take out a loan, that when you're taking out a loan, you understand how much that loan is going to cost you, both in interest rates and all the other associated costs that come with that loan. So the first is know how much it's going to cost you in terms of interest. The second is look at the payback timelines, how the bank wants you to pay back the money. Does your business have a cash cycle or cash coming in that can support those times? Because if your loan repayment date falls due and you are not paying back that loan, in the eyes of the bank, you've defaulted, even if your business is a lucrative business and is doing well. So you need to look at the cash flows to be sure that the way the bank wants you to pay back the money, your business can meet up to those obligations. So those are very important rules. So at this point in the episode, there are four things I need you to consider. The first is to join the Insiders Program. This issue of loans came to my attention about last week. One of our members reached out to me privately, is considering a loan, and we had to go through this conversation. So in business, sometimes there is just that one decision that can make you or ruin you. Just one decision. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're doing, how advanced it is, how lucrative your business is. Sometimes it just takes one bad decision to ruin a very good business. And in those times, the question is, who can you reach out to that can give you the insights you need to make the right decision as a business owner? So it's very critical. Who do you have in your corner to reach out to help you in those times, those critical moments, that 1 second decision that could make or ruin your business? That is one benefit of belonging to a community like the Insiders. You have access to other entrepreneurs like you who are ahead of you, who have made some very terrible mistakes, who have the scars of those mistakes, and you can benefit from their experience. You have access to advanced training. You have access to networking opportunities, and you have access to run ideas and strategies through different people. Could be through me or other people in the group. That is the benefit of belonging to a group of ambitious people who are trying to build their businesses. So to learn more about the Insiders and what we do, head over to smallstarter.com/insiders. Again, it is smallstarter.com/insiders. The second thing I need you to consider is to tell your friends about this podcast. I can't tell you how many people are riding under the pain and burden of loans that have become a burden on their business and on them personally. People who cannot sleep at night, people who are distressed, you know, people are going through a lot of negative feelings because of what they put themselves through. They took a loan they should not have taken. They took it at the wrong time. And even when they took the loan, they didn't manage it well. They didn't take the right kind of loan. These are the kinds of insights. This is a free lesson you're receiving because you're listening to this podcast. Don't keep it to yourself. You're getting this information for free. Share this with other people, your smart friends, people who already run a business or people who are trying, who you know are planning to one day start their own business. All of these kinds of knowledge can help to protect people from making the wrong decisions that can put them into serious trouble. The other thing I want you to consider is to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. If you enjoy and you've benefited from what you learn in this podcast, if you're thinking of giving us a pat on the back, one very good way to do that would be to give us a 5-star review. And you can do that at smallstarter.com/review. Again, it is smallstarter.com/review. And I need to talk about the insiders again. It's in your best interest. And that's the reason why I'm confident enough to sell it. If you run a business, if you're trying to grow a business, or you're trying to turn around a business, or you have a business idea, you have business problems, you're trying to figure out how to raise capital, how to increase your sales, how to keep your customers, how to structure your business, become an insider. Check us out at smallstarter.com/insiders. I can't wait to welcome you on board as our newest member. So again, don't forget, loans are like fire. You can use them to cook a very delicious meal. You know, when I say delicious meal, I mean the business of your dreams, a successful, thriving business. Fire can do that for you. Fire can be beneficial. Fire can forge steel. Fire has merits, but fire can also burn you. Fire can destroy. So it all depends on how you use fire. Fire is not good and it's not bad. It's neither. It all depends on what you use it for. That's what determines if it's good or bad. So that's how I need you to look at loans. And I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. In fact, a spoiler, the next episode, I'm going to be talking about businesses that are already in debt. Businesses have already taken out a loan and they're already in trouble. In the next episode, I'm going to give you specific strategies about how you can survive those kinds of situations. So you know somebody who's going through that kind of problem, or you're currently going through that problem. The strategies I'm going to share with you in the very next episode will give you some soothing and will help to alleviate the trouble you're going through. So I can't wait to talk to you in the very next episode. Take care of yourself. Be safe. Cheers.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Small Starter Business Podcast. To take our free business courses or join one of our signature programs for special entrepreneurs like you, head over to smallstarter.com to join our private community. See you inside.